Hi, my name is Selena, and you might know me as Selena Spooky Boo from TikTok. I have 25 million followers who watch me sleepwalk and be weird on the internet. Would you have guessed that I have a podcast about all things that go bump in the night? Obviously. It is everything spooky, everything creepy, everything dark, and hey, a little bit disturbing. So if you like podcasts that dive deep into paranormal things, murdery things, and beyond, then you are going to love The Haunted Estate. The Haunted Estate podcast is available on all platforms, and I think you're going to like it. Boo.
This is the place where sports opinions collide, dead in 365, man. You hear what you got, Sheldon J. Man, I hope y'all doing well out there, man. This evening, it's pretty cool here. I came to talk to y'all a little bit about this signing by the Pittsburgh Steelers. As Ben Roethlisberger's replacement was announced earlier in Mitchell Trubisky. I don't know about y'all, but I was shocked with this move. But at the same time, it kind of made a little sense because Mike Tomlin always talked about getting a mobile quarterback in the mix. And you got him, you know. I think his contract is, his deal is, his 2-year deal worth $14 million. So you're not overpaying for him. So you can kind of build around that roster and kind of put some pieces in place. So it makes a little sense because he has to prove it now at this point. And in saying that, like I said, you got a strong running game. You got good receivers. You got a good head coach, a good foundation. You really want to see what this guy has. Now, if you're smart, Pittsburgh, and you're listening, I will go out and sign a quarterback like Malik Willis in the draft. You got, I forgot what pick they have. I think it's like in the 20 or something like that. But you got a couple quarterbacks. You got Kenny Pickett. You got Malik Willis. Some kind of way I figure out how to get a Malik Willis in there. You can let him sit behind Trubisky for a year. If it works out, great. You can trade Trubisky for assets. If it does not, you got your quarterback in waiting in the wings. You got a strong roster. You got an awesome defense. Put people in place that you can with the moves you can make with the cap space you have from having a lower paid quarterback this year. And in saying it, like I said, I really just don't think it was a bad move. I don't understand how Mitch Trubisky got so much attention. I don't understand how he was such a hot commodity, seeing as how he played in Chicago. It was pretty awful. And this past year, I think with the Bills as Allen's backup, he only completed 6 of 8 passes in the games that he played. So he really didn't do much when he got out there on the field. So the last thing we remember seeing is him struggle in Chicago and lose his job to Nick Foles. So in saying that, I don't know where the hype for him came, but if Mike Tomlin can do it with some of the pieces that he did it with, and I do think he's an upgrade over the last Ben Roethlisberger we saw. So in saying that, you may get some bang out for your buck at this point. I think he is an upgrade over Mason Rudolph 100%. He's an upgrade over Dwayne Haskins from what we know. Josh Dobbs is the other quarterback on the roster. So in saying that, I don't think it's a bad move, but I do think it's out of nowhere. But once again, if you're listening, Pittsburgh, and it's one more time for Pittsburgh just so you can get it clear, go out and figure out a way to sign Malik Willis, who is actually the quarterback of the future. That's my opinion on this. Let me know what y'all think about the moves, man. Y'all hit me up on here. Let me know what you think. If you can, man, share, like, subscribe, and keep it all in the comments, man. We appreciate it all, man. Appreciate the love. Keeping it going, 365. You got Sheldon J, and I'm out.